A Sony Pictures film with a North Korea plot is no longer a comedy after a threat leads to canceled screenings. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. First, to market psychology. Russia's economy remains in crisis with wild swings in the price of the ruble and high interest rates. Russian central bank intervention seems to have pumped some juice back into the currency this morning, with the ruble up 5.7% to the dollar by about midday. Russia, in case you hadn't noticed, is not an island, and market players worldwide have been watching the unfolding financial crisis there with a wary eye. Economist Drew Mattis is at UBS Securities in New York. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning.
When a major currency like the ruble falls, I calculate 22% in just half a month. You don't have to be a Russian to be on edge.
No, I mean, markets are nervous for a lot of reasons. There's Russia. There's the oil price story, which is in some ways linked. There's the concerns about the Fed. And then there's, of course, some of the movements in equity markets we've been seeing, which is making everyone a little nervous. And so lots of cause for concern as we head into the holidays.
What should we watch for when the Federal Reserve's statement comes out early this afternoon, Washington time? Do you think there'll be some change in the hints of things to come with interest rates?
Well, we do. We think that they'll remove their considerable time language, where they promised to keep rates low for a considerable time after ending quantitative easing. There aren't that many meetings left between now and June 2015, when the Fed is effectively saying they're going to tighten. And so now's as good a time as any to get rid of that language and just reinforce the idea that they will be moving next year.
So if it doesn't say considerable time, is there some replacement we should look for?
Well, some people are looking for the word patient to be put in there. I think the Fed just is going to remove it and let that stand on its own. They've already talked about, you know, they're only going to move rates higher if economic conditions warrant it. And I think that's enough. Sometimes saying less is saying more.
All right. Talk about reading tea leaves. Drew Mattis at UBS Securities. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's word that a movie theater in New York City has decided to cancel screenings of the Seth Rogen-James Franco comedy about an assassination plot against North Korea's leader. Sony Pictures produced the movie, and its computers were spectacularly hacked the other week, possibly by agents of North Korea. A group calling itself Guardians of Peace said in a message posted online that it will target theaters showing the movie. The group mentioned the attacks of September 11th, and Sony said it would leave it up to the theater owners whether to show the movie or to pull it. Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
Bruce Hoffman directs a security studies program at Georgetown. He says the combination of first a cyber attack, something many of us fear, and now the physical threat equals bad news for Sony.
I think we're being manipulated to bankrupt Sony. This is an act of economic warfare directed against Sony in some form. Terrorism in general has become more economically oriented because I think adversaries of any kind to understand the economic disruption.
The Department of Homeland Security says there currently is no credible intelligence to indicate an active plot. But Tal Klein of Adalom, a cloud security company, says there still is a real threat to Sony employees themselves.
Sony employees now have all of their personal information publicly disclosed on the web, which creates opportunities for things like identity theft or extortion.
The Guardians of Peace are threatening to release more hacked material, which they are calling a Christmas gift. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Hi, this is David Brancaccio, host of the Marketplace Morning Report. Marketplace has been on the air for 25 years, and that could not have happened without support from listeners like you. So please, if you can, make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today and help us keep our coverage relevant and compelling. And you should know that your gift, really in any amount, counts twice thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st and help us reach our goal of at least 2,500 donors. Thanks for your support. In some parts of the country, one can walk into a marijuana store, prove you're 21, and then legally buy a drug that's quite illegal under federal law. Colorado and Washington have more than 100 stores already. Oregon and Alaska are next. California and a dozen other states could legalize soon. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman visited a new store near Denver and filed this report.
144, 145.
Your name is Brian Zordon,
one of the managers at Live Green Cannabis Edgewater.
Loud rock music in the entrance and the foyer, trying to set a playful atmosphere. So the guests will come in, we'll check their IDs, we'll be able to give them a number, just like you would at a deli or a bank.
There's absolutely no information that we keep regarding these customers.
So basically, except for the sort of bulletproof glass and everything, it's like liquor. You got to prove that you're a certain age. You can buy it, walk away. No one knows you bought it or anything.
Correct.
And wow, it looks like you do have a lot of security.
We do. We've got lots of cameras on the back, the front, the streets.
Now, because pot's illegal under federal law, the profits can't easily be banked. So the staff handles and stores a lot of cash. We leave the crowded sales area and step into a back room.
And I'm looking at really, really big safes.
These are massive old gun safes.
For both product and cash, I assume.
Correct.
So we're now behind the counter.
We have a large variety. We have the three main types of consuming cannabis: edible, concentrates, and flower.
I've been hearing about candies and things that seem like they're something for kids. What do we have here?
Things that appeal to anybody, really, with a sweet tooth. Candy bars, drinks, okay. Chocolate with peanut butter, of course.
And there's the classic smokable weed in plastic packets, around $50 an eighth of an ounce. That's more than double the price one dealer offered on the black market. But keep in mind, 30% of legal sales go to state and local taxes. And the varieties for sale, they read like a Cheech and Chong bit.
Lamb's Breath, Hippie Chick, Daywalker Cross with Tang Tang, which got second in the cannabis cut.
You can sniff the buds here, but no smoking or sampling. That's strictly illegal on premises. Reporting from the Live Green Cannabis Store in suburban Denver, I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And the largest employer in the land, Walmart, is considering whether it will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, a decision to make it pay a $188 million settlement. Workers in Pennsylvania had claimed Walmart chiseled them out of breaks and lunch periods. This involves 187,000 current and former Walmart and Sam's Club workers. Walmart says this never should have been a class action case. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.